come here. Come here, every last one of you. Tomorrow's Sunday, and I bet ain't nary one of you done mesmerized your Sunday school lesson. It's about Moses and the bulrush, and I want you to listen while I explain this to you. Once upon a time, about 11,000 years ago, in the land of Egypt where the Sphinx has come from, there was an old king named Pharaoh, and he had one daughter, and naturally, her name was Miss Pharaoh. Miss Pharaoh, she lived up back at the king's palace in the prettiest little cabin you ever laid your eyes on. One morning, Miss Pharaoh was sitting on her front porch in her rocking chair, not thinking about nothing, and she turned around and said, "Handmaid?" Handmaid say, "Yes, sir." Miss Pharaoh say, "Come here to me." She say, "Handmaid, I'm going for to adopt me a child." Handmaid say, "Is you Miss Pharaoh, sure enough?" Miss Pharaoh say, "I certainly is. Pass me down my yellow silk dress with a passementry and the grill work up and down the front. I's gwine to the king's palace." And Miss Pharaoh, when she got up to the king's palace, there was old King Pharaoh, with his viceroys on his one hand and his consularies on the other hand, and old King Pharaoh himself on his throne in the midst of amongst them, with his diadem in his one hand and his scepter in the other hand. Miss Pharaoh, she threw the door wide open, sashayed down the aisle just like she was somebody, flop herself down before the throne and say, "Good morning, Pappy." King Pharaoh, he say, "Good morning, honey. What you want this morning?" Miss Pharaoh say, "Pappy, I want for to adopt me a child." King Pharaoh say, "Go on and adopt him then. Can't you see I'm busy?" Miss Pharaoh say, "Pappy, I want you to advise me where to go. You know as well as I does, I don't want no poor white trash in my family." Old King Pharaoh gets mad then. He say, "White woman, if you don't get on out of here, I snatch you bald-headed." So Miss Pharaoh hikes up her carcass and walk on out. Well, sir, by and by, she and the handmaid come to the bank of the river, and Miss Pharaoh hear a strange noise coming from the stream. So she come up the bank, pull aside the reeds what was growing on the bank, and honey, what you reckon she see? There was a bulrush floating on the bosom of the tide. And Miss Pharaoh, she say, "Handmaid, step out there and pass me that bulrush." Handmaid say, "Miss Pharaoh, I ain't gonna step out there and pass you no bulrush and get myself all bitter by a snake." Miss Pharaoh say, "Handmaid, you gwine step out there and pass me that bulrush, or do you just want me to naturally bust you wide open?" Now Miss Pharaoh done bust the handmaid wide open once, so she know just how it feels. So she done as Miss Pharaoh commands, and pretty soon she come back with the bulrush. Honey, when Miss Pharaoh opened that bulrush, what you reckon she find? That was the prettiest little colored baby you ever laid your eyes on. And Miss Pharaoh raised her voice in thanksgiving till you could hear her clap to Jerusalem. And she say, "Handmaid, this here's the child of my adoption. I's gwine call him Moses, 'cause I drawed him forth from the bulrush." Amen.